Okay, there you go.
All right, 6 o'clock, we'll start our work session. We'll start with the club update from Mr. Corey.
I'm not sure what you're looking for.
Well, you could sit down. You don't have to stand up if you...
Yeah, that's not on.
I don't need that. We've been working at it now for approximately 7 months, a little short of that. We've made a lot of progress. We probably about, I'd say, 75% through. The new sections that we're adding, proposing to add to the club, mainly on the solar. Actually, what we've done is we've called it renewable energy, so we can cover all types of renewable energy. That section is complete. We've created a new, what we would call more focused mission statement to start the club off with. And then, thanks to the input largely from Bob, we have a new introductory vision section that's been rewritten. We've come up with probably at this point, I would say 10, give or take, recommendations that we're going to be making to the board with regard to needed changes in town law in order to bring what the club says match the town law. We have more of that. We're still investigating other areas. I would say everything's going along good. The major unanimous finding of the committee that I think is should be critical to this board is the fact that every one of us, and we took our time in the beginning, every person was asked, given a copy and asked to go and read it thoroughly. Read every section of it, understand it, see what it says, get that starting point. And the one conclusion we've all come to is that the initial tenets, if you will, keystones of the original club and its goals and objectives are very valid today. We see no reason to recommend changing anything significant as far as what that club intended to create as a roadmap for the town of Lysander to achieve its goals and objectives with regard to balanced development, land preservation, all of those items that are laid out as objectives within it. I mean, I'm not sure what else you might want at this point from me. I'd be glad to answer any question you have. We'll be meeting again in October. We've done some revisions to the commercial and industrial sections of it. Because there's been changes, obviously, with the warehouse project, that changes the map with regard to available industrial zoning. And the question remains, is it adequate what we have? Is there a need to look in the future for perhaps designating some other areas for industrial zoning? It's hard to say right now because a lot of what we've been doing, I think, would fall into the category of what we would call clarification. Trying to take areas within the club where the language, shall we say, could be better, clearer set as to the intent of that section. And we've been redrafting those sections. We have most of them done. Not major change. I think for people like you who have, well, I know you two and Roman, who have worked with that club over its lifetime, you won't see a lot of radical or different change in that. But we believe it will be clearer to this board what the intent and purpose of that section of that club was. And from the committee standpoint, we feel that's important. And again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, finish.
I'm just going to say, and again, what we'll be doing, obviously, is making just recommendations. It will be up to you gentlemen to look at it and see if you agree or not.
So I'm glad to hear about the, you know, the clarifying of the language within each section of the club, because that, to me, I thought was the original, the goal of the committee. After having a little bit of experience in putting the club to use with a couple of development projects, clarifying the language, because the pitfalls were shown to us as we worked through the development process. So I'm glad to hear that that's where most of your energies have been spent.
It's taken some time, because you not only have to go through and clarify from the standpoint of the club document, but once that's done, once you're comfortable with that, then we've got the second task of going to the town code, mm-hmm. and making sure that those areas of the town code that apply to that are consistent with what the club was asking for. There were a number of recommendations in the original club for the town to make changes in the town code. Been 4 or 5 years and they've never been done. So some of them will be repeated.
The recommendations?
Hmm?
The recommendations?
Yes, will be repeated.
And again, to me, that was the original intent of the committee, as far as my recollection.
That was clearly one of its major tasks. That's correct. And we looked at it. Yep.
So you're meeting again, you said, in October. Originally, it was also supposed to be a pretty short-lived project, 3 to 6 months.
That was sort of the starting point. I've gone back. I talked with Bob about it after about 4 months. And I suggested to him that when you look at it, there really is no time sensitivity to this project. I mean, in the sense that it doesn't have to be done July 1. It's going to be a living, breathing document. And what was critical, as I told Bob, what's critical is that it's a very thorough and complete review. Mm-hmm. So we've gone deep in some areas. And is it taking longer than probably originally envisioned? Yes, I would say that. But I would also say to you that, at least in my opinion, unless this board wants it fast and is in a hurry for it, let us get it right.
Let us be thorough. Oh, yes, yes. I'm glad
you're
thorough.
And that's what's taking the time. Because when we got into it, we found more issues and substance there along these lines of clarification, plus the addition. Now, one of the things we're looking at now, we're starting to look at, is to put some language in there with regard to this marijuana thing, because that hits under commercial and stuff. And right now, the laws are not yet formulated at the state level, everything. So we're trying to prepare some language and recommendations to just offer them to the board, because you will have decisions to make in that regard. And from a commercial standpoint in our development plan, that's going to play a role going forward. It's playing a role all over the state right now in a lot of places.
And from an agricultural standpoint.
Yeah, and that's an even bigger one. That's a good point, Al, because there are issues with the agricultural side, the odor issues. And quite frankly, as we've talked, agri-markets will certainly protect the farmer and allow him to grow a crop. And marijuana is a crop. But in the areas that we've looked into, they are having at times significant problem with the odor that goes along with growing that crop.
What about the hemp crop? The same thing?
Same thing. Yeah. I mean, there's just, and you really can't do anything about that through COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, because odor goes on wind. I mean, you can't do it, but you have to be aware that the farmer is, if the state legalizes it, it's done, because there's farms all over now. The ones that are around, they're people that live close to them, aren't happy. The only person happy is the person growing it and the person leasing his land. So we're going to be putting some language in there about that. But I don't know, Al, I can't really see a lot that you can do through town law to affect that.
More than likely, I mean, right now they haven't even said it, if it's going to fall under the cannabis board or if it's going to fall under ag and markets as far as how that's going to be regulated. But there's definitely things that the town board should be considering once the language is out there of, you know, hey, these are the potential ramifications of this from a commingling of residential and agricultural properties moving forward. It may actually strengthen the argument that, you know, additional new residential development in the agricultural areas of the town, you know, we may want to be a little more restrictive to per se, to try to avoid some of those conflicts in the future.
So your finished product, Jack, and correct me if I'm wrong, so the end goal is we take the original club here and then we have a list of recommendations.
The end product will be a report that will provide a summary of all the key findings and conclusions and prepared sections, new proposed sections that can just be substituted into the original document.
Okay.
So you just change the pages out if you accept them and put them in.
Individually?
Yeah.
Like this section, you know, I like that. We vote on that.
Not going to be
this section,
not
vote on
it. Not going to be a big
book. Maybe.
Big book. Well, like renewable energy, telecommunications, there will be written sections. Some cases it's only a page with three paragraphs on it, but it will replace and will show where it replaces within the original document.
Okay.
It was not to create a new document,
right,
for sure. It's good. A damn good document we got.
Right, well, so that's what I was hoping. I don't want to replace anything, but I wouldn't mind saying, you know, the individual sections that you guys have put together, I would like as a board to look at and discuss this section. What do you think of this section? Thumbs up, thumbs down. Section by section by section.
We're going to prepare it in such a way you'll be able to do that.
Okay, thank you.
So you're into it now, 75% about. Jack, what is your goal in terms of the finished product and time frame?
Time frame? Well, again, it would depend. If the board is saying to me, I want to have this soon, well, we could crank it out maybe in 2-3 months, finish it up. If you're not in a hurry, it could stretch out to 4.
Okay.
You got to remember, and I'm not trying to make an excuse, but you got to remember the people who are on this committee, myself included, we have a lot of other things going on in our life.
Oh,
work,
yeah,
things,
absolutely.
And we've had a hard time scheduling. I mean, today, this is my 3rd board meeting today. Okay? I'm on 3 boards. I'm chairman of 2 finance committees. I'm preparing school budgets. I'm preparing, you know, so, and right, Al's up to his ass in alligators with all the work he does. I'm sorry, but you are.
Alligators? Central
New York. And so, you know, there's been some times when we've had to delay scheduling a little longer than we wanted. But personally, getting you the product we intend to give you, again, I'm looking at the board and I'm saying, you know, if you guys are this anxious to look at it, we'll get you some. But if you give us the time, if there's not a critical time element here, I'm not talking 6-8 months from now, you know, we'd like to finish up on the path we've been on.
And we've had these talks. This document, it's updated every 5 years. So there's a reason it's every 5 years. A lot of things go on in 5 years, but if you're going to update it, then you should take the time to do a comprehensive job, which you're doing, and whatever time you need, you need. It's not like you're saying, like you said, it's going to be 5 years from now. But the like we talked, you know, I'd rather have you, you know, do it complete and feel good about what you did, and then when we take a look at it, you know, because maybe we'll make some revisions. That
there's
could be a couple
some
of months.
Give and take. Yeah, I mean, we'll
and then,
I know
but
you
then
want
it's good for
everything.
Yeah, but then it's good for 5 years.
Never have.
Right. Then it's good for 5 years, and you know, we don't have to look at it again, and be good with that. We're going in the right direction. So personally, I think that you know, you take the time you need to do it right.
Well, we'll do it as fast as we can and to achieve it, the goals we set for ourselves and the product we want to give to you. And
Jack, I mean, whatever your perspective is on any of us, including me, I'm in no rush. I want you to do it right. I think the whole purpose of this was, I can kind of echo with Pete, and it's not a criticism. When the project started, I was thinking, okay, we'd probably get it over the summer. And the fact that we didn't is no big deal.
So was I.
Yeah, again, I just want to make it clear. It's no big deal.
Okay, good.
And so, you know, do it right.
We're hoping we are.
Absolutely.
Sounds like it.
Our best, let's put it that way.
I'm curious. You know, I know you're a workhorse on this thing, and I'm sure Bill Lester is too, and of course that guy is too. Are you getting input from the community at large, or this in terms
all the members that have been specifically assigned to it, Al, I'd say have done a good job contributing to their expertise in their areas.
Good.
Yeah, we have not had much participation at all from the general public. We post our meetings; they're open to the public.
We have one gentleman come for a meeting.
Our good friend right over here has come to one of them.
It's a hard time to make.
Other than that,
he's only been to one of them?
Huh?
He's only been to one of them?
One of them, yeah.
Until 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock at night?
I think he was so bored, he figured, why would I come again? The reality is, from my perspective, is that when I look at what's went into the original document as far as the public input, and I know I attended some of those meetings. I was there with Bob a couple of times. We, you know, attended them, had input. I think what was put in there, and we all talked about this, we felt there would be little value of going out with a public survey again, like we did, because quite frankly, when you got a population of some 22,000-23,000, you send out a survey, and you get 98 responses, statistically it's almost insignificant and unmeaning. But when you look at the core elements of the club and it's what was identified as priorities and critical to the community, I don't see, if you could do it, they wouldn't change.
Yeah,
I really don't think they would change. The only thing, probably opening up Pandora's by saying this, the only thing that could change if you sent one out now, there might be a small element in a certain section of Lysander that might come back and start saying, we want to de-emphasize development, especially industrial development, given what we just went through with the warehouse. But when you look at the broader perspective of Lysander, there was broad-based support for that project. It's the ones that are against things that always come out and scream and yell, and the people that are for it set back, and they're not quite as boisterous, let's put it that way. I got a lot of emails, I got texts, but they didn't show up in our meeting. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Good. Okay, great.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
For your time.
Thanks.
Gentlemen, I shorted one of those contracts 2 pages because I ran out of paper in the building.
Okay.
So if anybody is missing the last 2 pages, which would be Appendix A and Appendix B, which is a memorandum of understanding that I handed you.
I got it.
I'm shorted.
No, you got it. Is yours the one that's shot? Do you have that at the end, Bob?
Appendix.
Last two pages.
Yeah, I probably
don't. Got it shorted.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Appendix B doesn't really have anything on it, though, right?
Appendix B is that memorandum of understanding
And this is A.
Yes. Yep.
So, we had a meeting last week with Dave Rowley and Therese and I with the electricity supplier that currently supplies our electricity, and it's through the associations of towns, and they give us a it's a negotiated rate. But when we talked to him last week, he said, things are going up a little higher. They're going up pretty fast, so you might want to work on it. So I had this scheduled for the work session, but he sends me I forget his name off the top of my head. I should have it, but person that's I'm dealing with this sent me a thing on money and said natural gas prices are going out of sight and electricity's going up. And it jacked up, and if you want to lock in the prices, you probably should do it now because it's only going higher. So this is done through the associations of towns. It already went up. It went up point. It was 0.40. It was 0.04552, I think, last week. Now it's 0.04855, and it's going up from there.
With the supplier that we have.
With the supplier that we have.
What's Grid's rate? Because Grid can't just raise their rates.
I'm not sure.
They're a little over 8 cents a
week. Yeah.
Kilowatt?
Yeah. So this is through the Association of Town negotiates it, and they're the ones that are recommending this company. They're the ones that we have been with. Yeah. So what I'm suggesting to you is that we sign this a 2-year contract. They wanted you could sign a 1, 2, or 3-year contract. I think they'll even go up to 5 years. But I'm suggesting we sign a 2-year contract to lock it in and see where it goes. But I think we should should move on it now.
I think you're right.
And
is this an item already on the?
No,
We have a copy of the contract.
Yeah, here it is, right here.
Thank you.
And that locks in the rate.
That locks in the rate. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to go up. I mean, they're going up.
Yeah.
Well, Grid, they got to go to the Public Utility Commission. And they have to get approval to raise the rate. They can't just do it on an annual basis.
I don't know.
But this is
like half of what Grid is.
So what?
This is about half of what Grid is.
Oh no, I think we should sign it. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
So I may not. Now I couldn't sign it tonight because I said we had to vote on this first. So it's going to be coming tomorrow. I think I can sign it on my phone. I have to go out of
DocuSign. They have
it electronic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DocuSign, you'll be able to sign it.
But I'm not going to be in the office tomorrow. I got to go out of town tomorrow. So what? When I do the resolution, I'm going to put either me or the deputy town supervisor, so that if I can't get to it, then I'll have them forward it to your email, Bob, and then have you electronically sign it.
That's fine.
And then, so on this, Tony, I'll have you take a look at the resolution. All I put to authorize the town supervisor or the deputy town supervisor to sign the 2-year retail electric supplier agreement with Mid-America Energy Services, LLC. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Al, what did you say National Grid's price?
They're a little over 8 cents a kilowatt hour. I don't know the exact number.
What is the rating?
0.04855.
Half of Grid.
It is. Well. It's 4.5 cents.
That's
cents.
What you're locking in.
Yeah. And the other thing we're working on is with Oya, the solar company on Church Road. Once we get this signed, we can also do something with them, and that should be a 10% reduction in the cost of this through National Grid, and it's just automatic.
Great. Okay.
That's how they explain it, right?
Yeah,
it's automatic.
It's a 10% reduction in the total bill, energy supply,
right,
and maintenance. So that's
so
the maintenance fee.
So it'll go down from this as well.
So that's Resolution K.
That would be Resolution K, yes. And Tony already looked over the contract, and he's good with it.
I was just trying to find the guy's name.
Jeez. You know what? I got it here. He sent me a couple of things.
Got the contract, but not the cover sheets.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had it. He should have sent me something earlier tonight. Is it Javier? Is that it? Javier Borios?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So that rate that's in that contract, that would be the rate?
The 4.88. The 4.88. He said, you know, he should be able to lock that in.
4.58.
Or, no, it's not 4.58. If you look in the back, it's...
I give it back to you. I saw 4.58.
Yeah, that was the old one.
Okay.
The new one is in the back.
Okay. That's all right. You don't have
it went up.
On.
Yeah,
okay.
It went up to 4.88. It was 4.0485. It was last week. It was yeah. It was lower.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Snooze, lose.
Well, we could. I couldn't.
No, I know.
You know, we would have had to talk to him at that. We would have had to have a special meeting and. You know, I didn't
still
said it's going up. I didn't know it was going to go up every 5 seconds.
That's a great rate.
You know. Okay, so we're good with that one, right? So now the well, we have it here. The contract should be right in front. If you want to take that's the office employees voted on it today. Did you get anything from? Mark May?
No, I talked to Bill before.
Oh, you talked to him?
Yeah.
And they're good with it?
They voted 9-0.
Right. But Bill said they're good. Because I said I needed something from them because they're the representative.
He said it's fine.
Okay.
He was going to talk to
him. Okay. So there were some minor changes in this. I mean, we can, after we call the work session closed, if you want to look through, pretty minor, I added a... we negotiated an agreement in the back that's this memorandum here where the town will make available a pre-tax health savings account plan to the bargaining units beginning bargaining union members they'll contribute on their own with no cost to us. So,
there's a cap on the HSA limit.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
We reference it, IRS.
Yeah,
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, but that, they're...
$6,000, I think.
Yeah, they're, they are putting into it, so there's no cost to the town. That's new. And then...
The vacation time, instead of 4-hour increments, it's half day increments.
Yeah. Right, we did it, right.
I wrote it as 4, because I'm an 8-hour employee, but everybody else.
And we did it as half, employee. So we agreed to half, half day.
Oops.
And then there was one other thing. When we talked about, we put in there, and Jeff found this one, you know, there's no subcontracting in the contract like you read, but... Currently, we subcontract dog control to the SPCA, so that was added into the language that the current practice of subcontracting with the SPCA will continue. So that was added in. That wouldn't have been in that draft that I sent you. Other than that, they were just typos that we took out. There wasn't anything else other than those things, correct, Al?
No,
those were the only ones from the ones that I originally sent you. So,
so do you still want to vote on this tonight then?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where's the one thing that I just want to make sure I read it? We're under no obligation to find alternative employment if we have a.
Yeah, it's in there.
I know. Where was that?
That's in the beginning.
Can't read it.
Section 3, page 11.
Page 11.
We have page numbers on these now, Al. Too bad we didn't have this a while ago.
So nice.
No,
is that what you're referring to?
No, I know what he's referring to.
Do you know where it is, Al?
I know where it is.
didn't print one for myself.
By page,
well, I thought you have it by heart. You know it by heart.
Kind of. Yeah.
No, we're talking about...
We're going to do is consult.
Yes, with that's in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which means we're under no obligation.
Right.
Just consult. Okay, is that in there?
Before protection of unit work.
Yeah, there you go.
Section, Article 5, Section 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth sentence, the town shall attempt to find alternative positions for distilled place employees.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great. Very good job, all of us.
Okay, so if you want to take a look at that while we're on the break, I'd like to. That's on the agenda.
Got one thing.
To vote on it.
One more thing before you close the work session.
Yeah,
and I got one more thing too.
Okay. It's contract. All right.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay, Jerry just sent me an email. Apparently, Onondaga County is eligible to receive FEMA funding from Tropical Storm Fred. Resolution H is related to some of that work is related to erosion from Tropical Storm Fred. So with any luck, we'll be able to get some reimbursement for some of that cost.
Yeah, that'd be good.
The deadline for submission on that is tomorrow, so I'm going to have to, I don't know how long Jerry's been sitting on that, but I didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I mean, normally... No, who do you get that from?
Dan Beers from Emergency Management.
Really? I'm going to have to tell Dan to, you know, normally he throws me in on that, but I don't remember seeing anything.
Well,
like that.
And Jerry doesn't email real good, so he sent me a screenshot of the email on his phone.
And you got to read through the squiggly lines through this?
Yes. But I will be all up over this tomorrow morning to make sure that we get... In the funding pool, try to get in the funding pool.
All right.
Thank you.
What do you have, Bob?
Well, just two quick things. Kevin, I just want to make sure you're okay with those ash trees to come down that you have. I took the kids on a picnic the other day, and it's like, oh my God, that tree is dead that's on top of that picnic table.
I don't see why it isn't something that myself and Jim, Mary, David can.
Oh, you could knock it down. It's in the middle. It's just in the middle of the field. There's three of them. There's two on the north side of your picnic shelter. But I thought you and Bob came up with some plan where someone was doing it for you. It was like cost and
the trees that we've been looking at were on the property that the house is on.
Okay.
That was going to be like a winter project, but these trees are over by the spray park, in between like the spray park and by the shelter. There.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be completely separate.
So, well, I'm sorry, what?
It would be completely separate from the work. That
all right. So you're going to do the work then? I mean, those are big trees to cut down. That one ash tree has got to have a diameter at 4 feet of at least 23 inches. It's a big tree.
Anything that big won't have because we won't have a saw that's going
to 4 feet.
No, 22 inches at DBH.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we, when we're looking at taking down those other trees and where the new fields are, we're proposing to go, then we would include any other ones like that.
Oh, well, that's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one I got to go with, I can talk to him about branching out.
I mean,
and while we're talking about that, the.
Have you heard back from Josh Allen at all? No.
We'll get to him, man.
Say, in the next couple of weeks, he's going to get into his really busy season.
Yeah. Then he slows down around November.
I mean, not for nothing. That's like top shelf firewood. I don't know if anybody.
Oh, he uses it there. Yeah. But when we, with that ARPA money, I'm 95% sure now that we can use that for parks.
Okay.
So one of the things that moving forward is I want to talk about using some of that money to complete the fields that we have there. Not a lot, but some of it. I think that would be put to good use because we can. And a lot of people use it, and that's one of the things. If we can show that We're getting increased utilization out of the park. If because of COVID, you know, there's increased cost with maintaining a park, which we can show. I mean, we had to. I mean, you look at the pickleball courts; they're packed every day. You know, so
this is. I mean, they're not going to fall on someone today, but ash trees are just notorious. When they die, all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, a major branch will come crashing down. I mean, it's happened on my property. It's like the most weirdest thing in the world. I mean, the tree is fine, and all of a sudden, this big branch just hits the ground.
Well, part of
there's nothing to it anymore.
Part of the project is wiping out those trees where the. It would be the north end parking lot.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely.
Trees backing up there, wiping those out, and then we would include any other trees that were close to the edge to wipe those out as
right,
well.
Good. And a completely different subject. Should we, is this the time we do it? Should we look at our calendars and pick budget dates that we want to meet, or do you want to just...
We have that.
Yeah,
right, but, that,
but
our that's calendars. Our calendar.
Yeah.
Like for
when
work
do we
set,
want?
Like work
I think what I think we ought to. When Dina's in here, let's go through her because she'll have to put it in. I think we can do it during the meeting
because
she'll be here. She's in. She's doing passports right now. So.
Okay. Sounds good.
But yeah, you're right. We should do it because you got the schedule.
Yeah.
Going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But our schedule, our internal.
Right.
We're going to meet on
Monday,
Tuesday, whatever day. I don't. You know, we just want to coordinate.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. Anything else? No? Okay. We'll close the work session at 6:36. So if you want